This is the Lunchbox.
Yes, it is Unisa Radio, the African voice. You know it is all about you. Right now, it is 10 minutes after the second hour of the show, and I am joined in studio by Kabelo and Beauty from the DCCD right here at Unisa. And we're going to be talking about self-reflection after exams, preparations for the next semester. Good afternoon and welcome to Unisa Radio, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Good afternoon.
So I get to kickstart our conversation. What is exactly meant by self-reflections after exams?
Okay, by self-reflection after exams, basically we mean taking stock of your experience throughout the exams. We had a conversation here at Unisa Radio about reflecting in the middle of the exam. What is it that's most effective to do, the most effective things to do right after you've written your examination? And so by reflection after exams, at this point, we focus on that period when you've completed your exams, like you've written exams for all your modules. So it's basically taking stock of your experience and thinking about those things which you did, which were effective, and some of the things which were not effective, and what is it that you can do differently?
Looking at this exam reflection, we're looking at firstly, as my colleague has said, how you wrote your exam, how you prepared for your exam, and what are some of the things that you picked up whilst you were writing exam that perhaps you were satisfied with and perhaps not even satisfied with whilst you're writing exam, and some of the things that you should think about that now, since I've written, what is it that I want to do differently on the next exam? As we know that we have different experiences and encounters as we are students, you might find that there were some issues that were affecting how you were preparing for exam. They might be personal, and they might be in line with your schoolwork. They might be in line with your family and otherwise. And now we're talking about what are some of these things that happened, and what is it that we can do differently to make sure that we write the next exam effectively.
Okay. Now, since Unisa is an open distance institution, is it that much important to prepare for the whole semester?
It is important. The one thing that I need to highlight about Unisa as an ODL institution, it's not easy. It's not as easy as someone who has to attend a class every day. So self-reflection after or even before the exam, it's quite important because, again, it plays a huge role in planning. So when the more you reflect, the more that influences your planning ahead for the semester.
And thinking of this now, as a UNISA student, let's say you've written an exam and you realize that there are some of the things, there were gaps in the kind of information that you had when you were writing your exam. This is the time that you have to now sit down and think on what is it that I can do to make sure that I'm well prepared for the exam. Like now we're looking at the number of modules that you can register for. Because sometimes as students, we get to be naive and think that, no, I can handle 5 modules. To only to find that 5 modules is a lot for you, looking at the time that you have. And the question is, are you working? And if then you are not working, what are some of the things that you are doing that are keeping you busy besides your studies? And what are the necessary or the good number of modules that you can take that can allow you to look at your career, to look at your work, to look at some of the events that you are doing? What is it? These are some of the things that you'd think about as a user student before you register and after you've done this reflection that we are talking about.
So what advice would you give to students in terms of preparing for the next semester? What are the things that they need to focus on more when they prepare for the coming semester?
Okay, number one, I would say you need to check the number of modules that you are going to register. Get clarity on the workload that is involved in those modules. Make sure that you prepare your time well in advance. And again, it's important to okay, when you register as a UNISA student, the first thing that you get on your study material, there's a brochure called My Studies at UNISA, which is very much helpful as well. It helps you with how you can get started with your semester, how you can schedule your time, and also those effective things in terms of time management that you can do during the semester. So those things are very much important. But then the most important thing is time management. You need to make sure that you have a plan, have a schedule for your studies. Those are important things to consider.
And some of the things that are a challenge for most students is now making time to sit down and study. Because there's a difference between making time to study and making time to write assignments. Because you find that a lot of students, they spend a lot of time not studying, and they spend a lot of time writing assignments. It becomes a challenge. You find that an assignment is due today. You want to write that assignment today. And all this time you were just relaxing and all that. So it's very much important that you work with time. And when we look at the second semester appears to be shorter than the first semester. So it is important that you register on time, get your study material on time, and start studying from there. Immediately you are registered and your registration is confirmed, start studying, start with writing your assignments, that you have perhaps a month or 2 months to prepare for exam. Because if you start preparing for exam like 1 week before, you're going to be under a lot of pressure. So make time to really write your assignments and make sure that you have a duration like of a month or a month and 2 weeks to prepare for exam. That would make it very much easy for you to cope with your exam.
Another thing that I need to highlight, much as you might have a plan, have a schedule and manage your time, another thing that you need to think about is the kind of support you will need, especially as a student in open distance learning. Who do you need? What do you need during your or in the duration of the semester? So you need to think about such things. If only you need support from family members, since well, you'll be studying at an open distance institution and perhaps you might be working, because that's mostly what we are busy with as UNISA students.
Working and studying at the same time.
We work and we study, yeah. Mm. So it's important to negotiate support. You must be able to think about who do I need in terms of house chores and so forth. So you need to think about the kind of support you need.
And
as
also
well.
Also caring for the kids if you have kids.
Exactly.
So I want to know if UNISA, in case of if a student is being overwhelmed by their studies and they're struggling with the planning and time management, is there anywhere in UNISA where they can get help?
Okay, getting overwhelmed, it's quite normal, especially when for people who just started out as UNISA students. But then the anxiety doesn't go away, because even in your third year, your third level, you can still get anxious and feel overwhelmed. But then there is help at the DCCD, the Directorate for Counseling and Career Development. We have workshops, and also we have walk-in services whereby you can come and have a conversation with the counselor.
Is there anything you would love to add, Kabelo?
No, I would love to add that they can contact us. They can also contact us via email, counseling@unisa.ac.za. Then we can have a conversation online, or they can visit the counseling website and then go through some resources there that are necessary to help in terms of coping with your studies and thinking differently about challenges.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything that you would love to add, or you would love to say to the students and the listeners of UNISA Radio under this topic?
One thing that I would love to say is that as students, let's now be realistic in terms of the time that we have to study, because when we get to be superficial and register modules that we cannot handle, that can have an impact on us and our career. So let's sit down and make sure that we register modules that we can handle, and also make time to study. Above all things, make time to study.
Yeah. And I need to emphasize this, self-reflection, continuous reflection, it's very much important. Because when you are done with your exams, sitting down, taking stock of your achievements, taking stock even of your failures, acknowledging those things that you didn't do effective, and those things which you can do which are effective for preparation for the upcoming semester. So self-reflection is very much important. And familiarize yourself with the kind of support that UNISA offers for those students who might feel overwhelmed, especially in the beginning of a semester. We've got quite a lot. There are e-tutors, there are lectures, there's counseling, there's UNISA Radio, where you can get information about all the support that UNISA offers. So support is there. And again, reflect.
Thank you very much, guys, for your time.
Okay, thank you.
That was Beauty and Katlego from the DCCD right here at UNISA. And we were just talking about the self-reflection after exams and preparing for the next semester. You are still listening to UNISA Radio. The African Voice is all about you. And this is still The Lunchbox with me, Precious.
Did you know you can stream UNISA Radio on radio.unisa.ac.za/live or download our app on any mobile device from Android to Nokia to Apple to BlackBerry. Stay connected.